Malachim Beis Perachov Dalad Pasuk Yud Dalad. So Nebuchadnezzar has commenced the sacking of Jerusalem without even a token fight from the Jews who have given up. It had been warned to us that this would happen. Shlomo HaMelech got a long, lengthy Nebuah from God at the time of the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, but also Yirmiyahu HaNavi had been referring to this in his prophecy. And so we have seen so far that Nebuchadnezzar has taken King Jehoiachin off in chains. He has then taken all the money in the national treasury, in the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. He has chopped up the Klei HaKodesh, the Kli Shares, the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. And now he is going to take the people. The Higla es Kol Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar exiled all of Jerusalem, at least all of Jerusalem that we could see being significant and that mattered. That's called Hasorim, the East called Gibore HaChayil. All of the officers, all of the mighty warriors. The mighty warriors, not just meaning, of course, warriors in war, but the men of valor. All of the men who also made their effort in the Melchemta Shel Torah. The Sanhedrin, the great rabbis, all dragged out. Aseres alofim gole. 10,000 were exiled. It's an awful lot of people. But also v'chol hecharosh v'hamasker. All of the craftsmen. All of the metal workers. Masker may also mean gatekeepers. But in the Gemara Gittin, Chazal tell us on Daf Pei Ches, the Chachamim Gedolim B'Torah, that when one of them would open up and speak, everybody else would be silent to hear the great wisdom that came. So Hacharosh can be read Hacheresh, that everybody were quiet, and Masker, that everybody perhaps closed their mouths. They were all sitting in front and learning from the Chazal. Lo nishar zulas dalas am ha'aret. All that remained after this exile were the poorest people in the land. Those who were impoverished were the ones who remained. So Yerushalayim has reached a new low point with the exile of Jehoiachin, because all of the best that the Jewish people have to offer have been dragged away. Now, among the people who do get dragged away, in Megillas Esther, we learn that in Shushan HaBira lived Mordechai, ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish ish Yemini, asher haglam Yerushalayim, im hagolah asher haglasa im Yechanya melech Yehuda. Actually, im Yechanya melech Yehuda. I learned that incorrectly for like 20 years before somebody came over to me and said the tipcha's on the im, not im Yechanya. So we say that Mordechai, among so many others, was exiled in the group that was carried into exile along with Yechanya, Jehoiachin of Yehuda. Asher hegla Nebuchadnezzar melech Bovel. Exiled by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia. And so out they go, being dragged away. Now this was a favor from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do such a thing, because when the scholars, when the Sanhedrin, when the great men of Yerushalayim were brought to Babylonia, they settled in and immediately established the great institutions of Torah. So a comparison perhaps to Vayigash, where Yehuda was sent along in advance of the main bulk of Klal Yisrael. So the Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos and houses of study would be established by the time the Jews got there. So when the rest of the exile comes later on, there will be a Jewish institutional life, which has always been at the core, the Jewish communal life of Jewish identity, of Jewish continuance. Without our institutions, we really are not so distinguishable from everybody else. But furthermore, it was an act of kindness to the people, the Ma'amloe says, rather than to postpone the exile longer than this, because 2 more years, if Hashem had waited, then the number of years, and this is a very interesting gematria, of Jewish settlement in Eretz Yisrael would have been 852 years. And the numerical value of 852, and I'm taking his word for it because I'm not going to do the math, is Venoshantem, as in Venoshantem Ba'aretz. And that would have been a fulfillment of what it says in the Tochacha, when you have children and your children's children, Venoshantem Ba'aretz, and you become old in the land and you become corrupted, I will call Shamayim Ba'aretz to be witnesses against you that you will be completely destroyed. Had we stayed longer in Eretz Yehuda in our sinfulness, then our own wickedness would have hastened the destruction of all of us. And so, that would have meant the end of all of us. And I'm going to see who's calling. Talk to you soon.